B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Live from the Checkpoint XP Studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell. Joining me, our weird beard, and the one person on Checkpoint XP that is never afraid to say, I told you so, Robbie Landis.
I feel like lately you guys have been making me out to be the bad guy here.
I know, I'm kind of feeling bad, but...
No, Robbie Landis is never the bad guy.
I love you guys.
We love you too, but we gotta poke fun at you.
I only ever have your best interests at heart.
I swear, you really are my abusive
stepdad. He's guilty me
and all the things we've been saying. He's making me feel bad.
I don't like hitting you, it just has to happen sometimes.
No, we love you too, Robbie, but... Sometimes I think you pick on Weirdbeard a little bit too much, and I feel like I gotta be the big brother and stand up for him.
Oh, he can take it.
All right, now it's time for some fun and games, and this time we're gonna find out who on the show really knows evil. Robbie, can you explain how we're gonna play this one?
Yeah, so I have the top 15 most evil villains in gaming history, a list that comes to us courtesy of Ranker. And, you know, we're not bringing in Callie in this time for the game because, James, I want you to have a chance head to head with Weirdbeard to come out on top here.
Well, thank you.
So, this is the way we're gonna do it. We're even gonna let you start, right? So, got 15 bad guys here, all right? If you can guess a bad guy off the list, you get 5 points.
Ooh,
if both of you go and miss, I'm going to give you a clue that is in the form of a quote. Now, you can either try and take the quote and guess who that was or guess someone else on the list. But if you can guess someone without a quote, 5 points. You guess someone after the quote, 3 points. And if I have to give you a second clue to get it, 1 point. Now, at the end, for every person you haven't guessed, I get 2 points, so I might still be able to win as well.
Of course! He's always got a built-in way for him to win, and he's the contest host!
James.
Okay, yes.
Top 15 bad guys of all time.
Top 15 bad guys of all time in video games.
Go.
I just got to name a villain that's in the top 15.
That's right.
Dr. Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik is indeed
the archenemy of Sonic the Hedgehog.
He is at number 8.
Number 8, and that's 5 points for James.
That is 5 points. Weirdbeard.
I think that I would want to go with Liquid Snake.
Liquid Snake is not on this list.
Bummer.
Yeah. All right. Back to you, James. Top 15 villains of all times. Go ahead and name one.
We were just making fun of him. We were just talking about him. Dr. Wily from Mega Man
is not on list. Now, Weirdbeard, if you get this one wrong, if you can't name someone on the list, I will give you guys a clue in the form of a quote.
The easiest one is the King Koopa, Bowser.
Bowser is indeed on this list. Congratulations. Yes. That's another 5 points for you. Back to you, James. Top 15 villains. Two have been taken off the board. Go ahead and name a villain for me.
How about Ganon from The Legend of Zelda?
Ooh, good choice.
Bowser, by the way, was number 2. Ganon is at number 3.
Number
3? That is
3?
Another 5.
Yeah.
For James. Wow. I don't think that I have a... I don't think I can win this now at this point.
Well, good.
Weirdbeard.
Oh, this is tough. How about the ghost from Pac-Man?
Ooh, interesting.
That is a negative. The ghosts from Pac-Man are not on this list. Okay. James.
Yes. Another villain. Video game villains. Okay, let's see. Games that I play... Games that I play, yes. Games that I play that have villains. That is a very, very small category because I'm more of a battle royal player. So my villains are all the opponents, all the 13-year-olds across the world that are killing me in the game. What's the latest game I've been playing? Oh, how about who's the bad guy in Kirby's Dream Land? I don't know who he is.
King Dedede.
King Dedede, yes.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
I've
not
got,
on the list.
I've got
all right,
one.
Weirdbeard.
It's got, Sephiroth has to be on there.
At number 1 from Final Fantasy VII, Sephiroth.
That's what I meant to say. That's what I meant to say. I just didn't know how to pronounce the name.
Mm-hmm. And also the game was wrong.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That too.
All right, back to you, James. I haven't had to give you guys any clues so far. You're not doing too bad.
Well, that's
James.
Good. Yes.
Top 15 villain.
Top 15 villain. The next bad guy on my list. How about all the meat products in Burger Time?
Back to you, Weird Beard.
James is throwing this game.
He's not on the list.
He's
right?
About to. He's not on the list. No.
I want another like classic. Oh, you know who they just brought him back in Dead by Daylight? Pyramid Head.
Pyramid Head is indeed on the list. Congratulations. Now, can you do me a favor real quick? Keep your hands in the air. Keep your hands in the air. Step away from your screen.
Okay.
Oh, he's checking to make sure no one's cheating, huh?
What is this up on your screen right here? Games Radar.
You're
villains
cheating.
In games. He's cheating.
Come on, Weird Beard.
I can't believe
it. It was. You can deduct the points on that one. The rest were real.
How dare you desecrate the name
of... I am taking Pyramid Head away.
That's
and
fine.
Giving you a negative five.
That's fine.
Well, now I have 10 and Weirdbird has 0?
Yes, he has 5. You have 10.
Okay.
All right, back to you. I cannot believe you. I cannot believe you.
During the Checkpoint XP
against
fun and
James.
Games.
Against James.
And against me?
I can't lose to James.
That is so sad.
All right, come on, James.
Well,
top
you're about
15.
To lose to James because I'm going to drop another villain if I can think of one here. Wario. Because Wario, technically, he was a villain
that's
at first,
that's
right?
That's a good choice.
Yes, but unfortunately, Wario is not on the list. Weird Beard.
I would say from Resident Evil, the guy with the pumped up arms, what's his name? It's not Mr. X.
Mm-mm.
It's not Mr. X. It's I forget his name as well.
All right. Well, I think who you're thinking of, and you're not going to get it, is Albert Wesker.
Yes, it's Wesker. God damn it.
Yep, but you don't get it, unfortunately.
Well, I thought you talked about like the tyrant guy.
No, he wears the cool glasses and everything mm-hmm. like
we're
that.
We're going to go ahead and say that since that's two wrong answers in a row, you guys get a clue.
Yeah, give
us
a clue,
form
I need a clue.
Of a quote. I'm going to kill you, and all the cake is gone.
Oh, GLaDOS.
It wasn't your turn. It's James's turn.
James.
GLaDOS from
that
Portal.
That is correct. That is 3 points for you, James. Weird Beard. Back to you.
Yeah, just give me a clue. Give me a clue.
Oh, you want a clue now? Okay. Your next clue. It's cute that you all think you're the heroes of this little adventure, but you're not.
Is this Handsome Jack?
It is Handsome Jack. That's right.
I'm impressed.
I just need the clues.
You guys want some more clues then? Is this
yeah,
what I'm
hearing? Honestly, I can't even think of villains from games that I played.
All right. So your next clue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Must be a bad connection. I thought I heard you say that I shot him, blew up a building on him, and the bat somehow survived.
Is that the Joker?
That is the Joker.
Yes, from Batman.
From Batman.
I only figured it because of the bat part.
Yeah. And all of his quotes reference Batman in them, so yeah. All right. What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets.
You should know this one, Weird Beard.
We've done this before.
Yeah, I know. I've heard this quote before. Yeah, I couldn't tell you who said it.
Dracula from Symphony of the Night.
That is correct.
Wow. Impressive.
All right, next one. You weak, pathetic fools. I've come for your souls.
That's it. That's the end of the quote?
That's the quote. What more do you want?
The soul gatherer.
Your soul is mine.
Soul gatherer.
No. That's from Mortal Kombat. And that is...
Oh, is that Shang Tsung?
Yeah.
Technically, the second quote was, but that's not this guy. It's another one.
Goro.
No.
Chakra Khan or something like that.
Shaka Khan. Is it Shaka Khan?
It's Shao Kahn. Yeah.
All right. I won't get Shaka Khan to any of them.
All right. That's right. So we are sitting here trying to guess the top 15 villains neck and neck. You'd actually be neck and neck if it wasn't for Weirdbeard's cheating.
This dirty, rotten cheater.
Yeah,
but
he's been set back now. So here's your next quote. Since you guys have been able to get some of them, I've been having to give you some quotes to try and spur you on here. I see now that the circumstances of one's birth is irrelevant. It is what you do with the gift of life that determines who you are.
Son, this game, I had to have just played it because that's... What game is this?
Let's see. What games is Weird Beard playing lately?
This
Slime
technically,
Rancher.
This technically came from the movie, not the game.
Ooh, it came from a movie. So
yes.
There's another clue. Wait, is it my turn or Weird Beard's turn?
It is your turn.
Oh, it is my turn. Okay. Is it the bad guy from The Witcher?
It is not.
No.
You're going to be so upset with yourself.
I am. This is hurting. I feel like just floundering.
All right. And unfortunately, I'm going to call it there. That last one was Mewtwo.
Oh, son of a...
Mewtwo.
That's right. So, final score tallied up. I get, because you guys missed like 6 of them, I'm at 12. Weird Beard, you come in at 8.
Oh, Weird Beard. Almost
James.
Had me.
16 points.
You almost had me, Weird
the
Beard.
The winner.
I just can't cheat in the future. I've learned a lesson.
You probably would have got me, Weird Beard. Finally, I leave the fun and games part of the show as the victor.
Congratulations.
Hail to the victor here, right here. Hail, hail, hail.
Listen, for the better part of 3 months, you've been sitting at home. You got nothing to do. You're getting bored. You've been playing video games and watching movies this whole time. But you know what? It would be really cool if you had some people that could talk about all that stuff in a way that you simply can't. That's what Checkpoint AFK is for, a show where we talk about everything video games away from the keyboard. You can listen at B-Pod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.